The Norwalk boys and girls track teams have qualified a combined 24 entries for this week's state track and field championships in Des Moines. Several Warrior athletes, including both school record-breaking shuttle hurdle relay teams, talked with KNIA KRLS Sports during last week's Class 4A state qualifying meet in Norwalk. Visiting with members of the Norwalk shuttle hurdle relay, which just broke a school record at the state qualifying meet.
Kate Desmond,
Ella Johnson,
Chloe Martin,
Shay Ung.
And girls, you break that school record tonight, kind of been reaching for that all season. How does it feel to get it done?
Amazing. Great. Really exciting.
I'm so glad we did.
Yeah. It's a little damp out here tonight, but overall not too slick or anything out there. I mean, how are the conditions for running?
The track felt a little bit slimy, but the rain is very light, so that was nice.
Yeah, I agree with her. You know, it wasn't, obviously 70s priority, but, you know, we might do what we had, and it was a great race.
Yeah, and we've had to deal with a lot of really tough wind this season, and so it was really nice to finally have a meet where even though we had wind, like, we still had little wind and only a little rain, so it really helped us on the course.
Right.
You know, it could have been worse, and we've ran in worse, so, you know, we were slightly prepared. I mean, it's best to be camp prepared for it, so it was not that bad.
Each girl, just take me through your leg of the race and how you felt you did tonight.
So I start off, and in the blocks, I just told myself to calm down and it'll be okay, and we just need to reach second. So out of the blocks, I was pretty strong, and then I ended pretty strong as well.
Yeah, I just, you know, stay in the blocks, stay keep calm, wait for the go, you know, and then I just go out and try my hardest no matter what, you know. If there's a stumble in there, just keep pushing to the end.
Yeah, as leg three, I'm not the strongest out of my blocks, but today I just really wanted to push for that. So having a good solid start out of my blocks and then just driving over each hurdle and snapping that trail leg, just making sure each step is a powerful one and getting through and giving a good go to our last runner.
Today was my birthday, so I really just wanted to, like, try to break that school record and really qualify for state, have it with a good time. And so it really just set the mood for me, and it was, like, just tried my hardest.
Well, happy birthday, Shay, and congratulations to all of you. Now it's on to state. What's the goal to get done in Des Moines?
Just try our best.
You know, that too, and maybe top eight?
Yeah, top eight would be really exciting. We've made it all 3 years that we've been able to go since we had COVID, so it's just been really awesome to be able to go so many years, but it'd be really awesome to go with a ticket punched and being able to have that opportunity to make it to finals and have that top eight finish.
Yeah, with it being most of our senior years, it's just going to be, I'm just going to try to have a fun time there and, you know, try our best overall.
Thank you, girls.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Visiting now with Maddox Borcherding Johnson of Norwalk, who won the shot put tonight at the 4A state qualifying meet here in Norwalk. Throw of over 53 feet, your second best throw of the year. How'd you feel out there tonight?
I felt great, and I felt great to just go out and throw one more time in my home stadium. It felt good to be in a home crowd, and I felt like that really helped me throw my best today.
A little damp tonight. How was the ring holding up? Was it a little slick?
Yeah, I was a little slick. I fell in my first throw in the finals, but you just got to overcome what the weather's like, you know. So I didn't really try and think much of it and didn't want to make it as an excuse if I didn't throw good.
Right. So. When did you get that winning throw in?
So I got it in the last throw of the second flight before the finals.
How much did that relax you for the finals to have that one under your belt?
It made me feel really good, and it made me want to strive for a better throw.
You got the state meet coming up next week. What do you want to get done there in your last state meet competition?
My last state meet competition, I really like to finish my career with placing. I feel like that'd be great. I haven't really focused on track as much as my other sports, so finishing top eight would make me feel really accomplished ending my high school career.
Yeah, you had the state championship in wrestling, now trying to end it on a good note. Have you reflected back on your Norwalk career much yet?
Yeah, I'd like to thank Norwalk for all of the adversity it put me through and how it made me a better athlete in the long run. I feel like I've learned a lot of lessons, and I've really pushed myself here, and I think it's going to help propel me in my future career.
All right, congrats, and good luck at state, Maddox.
Thank you.
All right, joined now by Norwalk senior sprinter Claire Farrell at the Class 4A state qualifying meet here in Norwalk. And a good night, three gold medals for you in three events. The 100, 400, and then finally the 200. Tonight, not probably about times necessarily, but just getting into the state meet.
Yeah, I just went out there. I felt confident, but it's been a while. I had an injury that kind of set me back for the first few meets, kind of put me down a little bit mentally, but I kind of used it as a motivator for this event tonight at districts, and I think it really helped push me. Like, to go out there and just run my best. Like you said, like, not really about times, but just more about the placement and more about the experience, just coming back from everything. It was just, it definitely put confidence in me, and I think I'm ready for state.
Right. Had to be a frustrating year. I know you had to kind of nurse it back and come back slowly. You've been adding to your workload, you know, seemingly every meet, conference. You got out there in a couple events, and just how close are you to being like you feel like you're completely letting it go?
I think I'm getting pretty close. Like I said, coming back, this is my first time doing all three opens at a meet this year, and I think I'm ready for, like I said, I'm ready for state. I think this is an amazing experience to get like all three back in, and great competition. I really felt like pushed, and I felt great today.
Yeah, your times tonight, 12.12 in the 100, I think just a touch under 57 in the 400, and then maybe a touch under 25 in the 200. So in rainy conditions tonight, you feel pretty good about those?
I actually really love running in the rain. I think it's like all my life I loved running in the rain, so I think that kind of helped me out too. Kind of cooled me down too, so that helped.
So state, yeah, we know the weather, you never know what it's going to be like at state. A lot of times it'll rain, a lot of times it'll be very hot. What do you want to get done now? You're down to your last high school state track meet.
I just want to go to state and like give it my all and see how the times come from there. Like if I run my best, the time should come down with it. So with the competition there, like I know I'm going to be pushed to my fullest. So just got to see how it goes.
How badly do you want those three golds at state?
I want it pretty badly. My senior year, might as well go out with like a bang. But like I said, I'm more about the time this year, you know?
All right, that's Norwalk senior Claire Farrell, future Kansas Jayhawk Claire Farrell. She's got the state meet coming up. Congrats.
Thank you so much.
Yep. We're joined now by the Norwalk Shuttle Hurdle Relay boys team. They got second place tonight, qualified for the state meet. More importantly, they crushed the school record running almost a minute flat, and those team members are...
Daniel Webster.
Daniel Roche.
Isaac Sutcliffe.
Braden Carlson.
And guys, just kind of tell me about each of your legs, how you felt you ran tonight, and how you performed out there.
So I was really trying to get in that mental mindset before the race that I wouldn't trip and I wouldn't hit hurdles. And it really paid off because I ran a PR, 15.05, and I didn't hit much hurdles, and I had good form, so it was a pretty good race overall for me.
Just like Daniel said, especially with the rain, just really focusing on not tripping, and I felt like me and Daniel's exchange was really good, and Isaac and Isaac's exchange was really good as well with when we said go and when we knew when to go, and I just really focused on my trail leg and how to get over every hurdle.
I also PR'd. We were in third when I started, and I just tried to focus on catching the guy in second.
Yeah, just following up on what they said, coming to the meet with confidence is everything. Knowing that you're in like third place at the start of the meet gets you motivated to go out there and try your best, and that's what we did and PR'd and got ourselves to state.
Conditions not the best tonight. It was better during the shuttle, but how do you guys put that in the back of your minds and just go out and compete?
I just tried to visualize it as a normal race and nothing being different, and I think that paid off for me.
I think it really starts in practice too. If it's crappy weather in practice, you don't lay up and you still go hard even in practice with the rain or the wind.
Yeah, you can't control it, so you just got to forget about it and try and win this race.
Yeah, knowing that we ran a minute flat here in crappy weather going to state, knowing that we can go sub-1, get us ourselves a podium finish, would be nice.
You know, you guys have probably been chasing the school record all season long. To do it tonight and to qualify for state with it, what's the feeling now going to Des Moines, and what do you want to get done there as well?
I'm pretty excited. This is my third year going to state, and it's always the same excitement you have every year, and so I'm just really pumped to make it to state.
I'm very excited. This is my first year on the shuttle team and first year going to state, so it's a new experience for me running at Drake, but I'm excited and ready to do what we need to do.
It's also my third year, and in years we haven't finished where we wanted to, and just this year hopefully we'll get a podium finish, like Brian said.
Yeah, running at state's completely different. The atmosphere's amazing, so going out there and trying our best, that's all we can do.
All right, that's the Norwalk Boys Shuttle Hurdle Relay qualifying for state tonight. Congratulations, guys. Good luck in Des Moines.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.